are doing their work as usual, and there's nothing amiss except that from time to time when people are given mandates, there are others who would want to question the integrity of characters, especially if it is not themselves doing the work.
So was it done through a tender system, or maybe people are questioning that kind of thing?
I'm empowered as the supervising authority of the General Assembly to appoint whoever I saw fit as minister, and through by extension through my administrative structures, which is the permanent secretary, who appointed them. But we take responsibility, and there's nothing amiss with what we've done. Fundraising is not a tender service. We've never seen where it is tendered to go and ask for money from other people.
And when we look at other sources of money, we've got Mbata Diamonds and others. Tell us a bit about this.
I'm not at liberty to discuss the private engagements within the context of the fundraising trust. This is covered under the UN, covered under a contract that is signed between the Ministry and Conventions Africa, and whose business is it, except those parties to the agreement and those that are being funded by the process.
Just give us a rundown. Where are we right now?
Perhaps we could have hosted the General Assembly tomorrow if we wanted, except that we have this 145 day lease of life to really bring a uniquely African experience at the doorstep of our citizens.